Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Guy, I heard about a crab that lived inside a plastic bottle. Is that real?
Yes, it is real. Scientists found a swimming crab inside a plastic bottle floating in the sea near Okinawa, Japan.
Wait, a crab inside a bottle? Did someone put it there?
The article does not say anyone put it there. The scientists think the crab went in when it was smaller.
Oh, like when I crawl into a tiny blanket fort, but then I grow into a giant.
Kind of. The crab likely entered as a young crab. Then it ate food inside and grew bigger.
But how could it breathe in a bottle?
The bottle was open, so seawater could move in and out. That helped the crab stay alive.
So it was like a tiny floating crab house?
At first, maybe. But then it became a trap.
Oh no! Why could it not get out?
The bottle opening was smaller than the crab. The crab's body had grown too wide to fit through.
That sounds like trying to squeeze a big toy through a tiny cup hole!
Exactly. The crab could not squeeze out.
How long was the crab stuck?
The scientists think it drifted in the bottle for about 2 months.
2 months? That is a long ocean ride.
It really is. The bottle was floating on the ocean's surface, moving with the water.
But what did the crab eat in there? Bottle soup?
Not bottle soup. Scientists found that it ate small young fish near the bottle and algae growing inside.
Algae is the green stuff that grows in water, right?
Yes, tiny plant-like life that can grow in water. It was part of the crab's food.
How did the scientists know the bottle had been floating for so long?
They looked at little sea animals called goose barnacles stuck to the outside of the bottle. Their growth helped give a time clue.
So the barnacles were like a tiny ocean clock?
That is a nice way to think about it.
Was the crab okay when they found it?
The article says the crab was alive when the bottle was found.
That crab was strong.
Very strong, but the story also shows something important.
That plastic can be dangerous for ocean animals.
Yes, we often hear about turtles, birds, and seals getting hurt by plastic. This story shows that smaller animals like crabs can be trapped too.
A bottle can look small to us, but to a crab, it can be a big problem.
That is the big idea. Things we throw away can travel far and affect living things in ways we do not expect.
So we should put trash in the right place, use less plastic when we can, and never leave bottles near water.
Exactly. Small choices can help keep the ocean safer for crabs, fish, turtles, and many other animals.
Today's ocean mystery. A crab survived in a bottle, but bottles belong in bins, not the sea. That was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.